For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
All right, shake it off, y'all. Come on into my house. The door's wide open. It's Rosie on the House. Shake off that wet bedhead like old dog shaking off getting out of the water. Man, what a nice weekend of rain event. Not aggressive. Too much. I did get in a pretty good hailstorm driving home from Sky Harbor yesterday afternoon. Caught me right there on 44th Street in the 202, man. Kaboom! I think I was on the phone with Karen. I could hardly hear her. Just for a minute. Hey, we're going to talk color today. I want you to join the conversation by dialing in 1-888-767-4348. We're on the mission, as we are every day for the last 31 years, to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And we do that by running the broadcast every Saturday morning, as well as mailing out a subscription newsletter to tens of thousands of you every Thursday. In that Thursday newsletter, you get a notice of what we're going to cover on the show that coming weekend. So if it's something you're particularly interested in or you've got on your to-do list, you can tune in and get the particulars on how to do it right. Or maybe you don't want to do it. Maybe you're halfway through a project and you're just begging, Rosie, give me somebody to come finish it. Well, I can do that too. So wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona, you call the one toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. We'll do everything we can to put my 45 years and Romy's 25 years of building and remodeling experience to work for you at your house, your home, your castle, or your cabin. Whether it's down at the foundation or up on the rooftop, everything in between, we try and do everything we can to put our experience to work for you. And we're here this morning talking about color. And painting is one of those things that I learned early. I learned from a master, and I've always enjoyed painting. And we've got Mr. Doug Karras here from the Arizona Paint Company. Doug, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Rosie.
And you brought in special guests from Sherwin-Williams, Ms. Karen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk about your role and how you could have saved me many, many times.
Perfect.
As a remodeling contractor, one of my earliest jobs was work with a painter by the name of Dave Dace, and he was right here in North Central Phoenix, and he taught me how to, he must have hated doing this, because he taught me how to do it, and then I had to do it like for weeks on end, true divided French doors, and he taught me how to cut those in without using tape, with a 2.5-inch tapered China bristle brush. Mm-hmm. And I mean, after about 8 doors, you get pretty good at it. Those first 8, he wasn't very happy with. But once you learn the paint distribution off the end of the tapered brush, you really can cut in right over the top of that putty joint, stop it right short of the glass, and you can get a pretty straight line after a while.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of it takes practice and just repetition, but it takes knowing how much paint to have on your brush, and just by doing it over and over, you can get pretty good at it.
Boy, and I tell you, he taught me young the difference between a good paint job and a bad paint job. And, I mean, when you walk in and you can see the depth of the color on the wall, and there's no holidays, there's no flashes, there's no roller marks, there's no brush mark. I mean, it just shouts out, I was done right.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, biggest part about getting that final product is the prep work. I mean, if you come into a house and you don't start covering floors, covering any furniture, you're going to have a big mess at the end of the job if you don't do the prep work first to make sure you're going to have a good final product.
Boy, Miss Karen, it's Karen DeAndrea?
DeAndrea.
Karen, and you're an interior designer with Sherwin-Williams.
That's
paint
correct.
Paint manufacturer.
Correct.
Now, how available are you to the homeowners and to my customers? I tell you what, I was really aggravated at paint manufacturers for a long time. I thought as a painting contractor, as a remodeler, there should be one color of white, one color of blue, and one color of green. Can our fan decks just go down to three leaves?
Yep.
That's true. We have over 1,500 colors on our fan deck, so I feel your pain, and our customers feel your pain. So that's why we created an in-home color consult program. It's fabulous. I have six consultants in the Valley, and they can come out and help select colors and find out what these customers want to put in their homes and work through those colors and get a great-looking result.
Well, I'm kind of the logistical guy on the remodel. I'll meet you. I'll put the estimate together, and I'll line out all the subs. But when it comes time to picking cabinet hardware and door hardware and towel bars and paint colors, I'm very hard to find. I like to team up with people.
Classic. Yeah,
I can remember like it was yesterday, but it was 40 years ago. I went with a woman to Clyde Hardware to pick out cabinet hardware, and we were there 6.5 hours.
Did you make it?
I ran to the truck, and I just shoved bamboo shoots up my fingernails for relief. I just anything. I'm going. But there was a job we did right at Royal Palm and Central in the late 70s, and I told the woman, I said, look, get to the paint store and pick out a few of the colors you like, and we'll have our painter come by. You really need to see the color and the finish and the sheen through all hours of the day and night on the wall you think you're going to apply it. And then we actually went on a little family vacation, another superintendent. When I came back, there were no less than 17 different colors.
Oh, no.
Splattered all through the inside of this house. And she tormented herself for months before we could finally get a color out of her. That's the wrong way to do it.
Absolutely. And that's what getting an in-home color consult to help you. We narrow it down. We have a lot of questions. We find out what our customers are looking for. And the trick is that we know all those colors on our wall, so we know where to dive in and pull what our clients are looking for and talking about. So we really do narrow down the process. It's so surprising to the customers. By the end of the 90-minute appointment, they have a beautiful palette, and very often it's laying on a pretty piece of granite, and there's 4, 5, 6 colors, and it's all looking so perfect, and it's amazing. But we're professionals, and we're trained, so we get the job done correctly.
Well, the one of the horror stories I have is what we had picked out as sunrise gold ended up being Big Bird yellow.
Seen it.
Yeah, it didn't work. It the concept seemed really, really good, but boy, when it was done, it was like you were living inside Big Bird. I mean, it was just, oh boy, it's
horrible.
A little too much. Now, what are some of the tricks for not letting that happen? I mean, it's tough looking at a paint chip. And when paint manufacturers started selling paint by the quarts, mm-hmm. I thought that was really helpful a lot. You didn't have to invest in a whole gallon just to put one swipe on the wall. So thank you guys for doing that for sure. But how do you narrow it down? I guess you kind of inventory what they've got as fixed piece of furniture and stuff. You start there?
Sure, you do. As a consultant, I come into a home immediately. My eyes are glazing over their floor, which is a very large surface. So typically for a flow color, which typically is neutral, we'll select that first. And you want to work with those tones if that floor is staying. And, you know, a lot of it's just questions with your customers. Sometimes they don't want to work with that floor. So then you move forward from there. So it's a lot of questioning. All of design is always the beginning is questions, finding out what your customer wants. And that is the first level of narrowing down. And then you can talk about brightness, you know, lightness or darkness, what their expectations are from there. So then that narrows down even more. And then you start trying colors. And color in context is always so important. So trying those chips in context with a piece of art behind the sofa, next to the drapes, down by the baseboard, you know, in context with floor, baseboard, and then the new color. Sometimes we have to block out the current color. If they have a really bossy color, like red, we need to put up
bossy.
Bossy.
Bossy,
some colors,
I like it. Okay.
Some colors are
okay.
Bossy.
Yeah, that's a bossy color.
And you can't see what the incoming color may be. So we take a nice piece of white paper and then put that in context with the sofa or the baseboard, and then put the new color, and it blocks out the old color that's leaving, and so you can focus on the new color. So that's, you know, a few tricks that we do to bring it forward. A lot of it's trial and error just with those color chips. And of course, like you mentioned, then moving forward after the selection to those paint samples, and those need to be also in context and large. I always recommend a 4x4 square to see that color beautifully.
4 foot by 4 foot.
Yes, sir. Not a little floating 2x2 up on the wall. That won't cut it.
And I used to tell people, go around the corner.
You know, absolutely.
Don't just do it on one flat surface. Do an inside corner. Do an outside corner. And just watch it through the course of the day and the evening. It's going to look a lot different under your art display spotlights than it is going to be mid-afternoon with the sun coming through the windows.
True. And you may have to like a color in that looks different both in the evening and the day, because all colors are going to look different night and day. It's just light. Light is color. Light is what makes color. So you have to be okay with that.
I want to talk a little bit about the mood-altering impact colors can make.
Well, our color of the year is navel.
And we're gonna cover that, but we're gonna
cover it. Well, it's quite moody, so yeah. I was bringing it up maybe a little bit early, but it's
a
nice,
when I saw the
color.
Name of it, there were like three colors that came. Well, that could be either kind of a beigey tone, or that could be, you know, navel, like navy. It could be royal blue. But we'll talk about that. But we'll also talk about the mood-setting characteristics of certain colors. Now, I'll tell you what. If mood setting's in your future, if shopping for transportation's in your future, you have a lot of choices. Just like a lot of choices of color, you got a lot of choices of car manufacturers. You got a lot of choices of dealers. Now look, just take it from old Rosie. You know, when you're in the market for a vehicle, either new or used, get to Sanderson Ford in Glendale on 51st Avenue. You'll never be confused again, and you'll never wonder where to go to buy your next vehicle. I learned this all the way back in 1980, and I've never regretted it. My dad, my mom, two sisters, my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, two brothers, two brother-in-laws, four daughters, one son, countless friends, and thousands of listeners on the radio have all taken my advice and gone to Sanderson Ford. Won't you do yourself a favor and do the same thing? If a new vehicle's in your future, keep it simple. Get to Sanderson Ford in Glendale.